Now, TalkZone presents Milo's Internet Marketing. Milo's Internet Marketing, with issues, answers, and information to ramp up the traffic on your website. Here's your host, Milo.
Welcome, and thank you for logging in to Milo's Internet Marketing radio program on TalkZone.com. Lots to cover today. We're going to talk about affiliate marketing. What is it, and how can you take advantage of it for your business? We'll talk about resale rights, master resale rights, and private label rights, and why should those be of interest to you. And then in our Ask Andy segment, Andy's going to talk about online privacy and its dangers to you and your reputation. Talk a little about IP addresses and somewhat about Google stalking. So lots to cover today. I'd like to start out by talking about affiliate marketing. One of the quickest, easiest ways to get into internet selling as a business is to look at affiliate marketing. Now, there's some loopholes and some catches that we'll talk about as we go through today's program, but it really is a great way to get started. You do not need a website, but, of course, you increase your sales quite a bit, but it's something you can start with just email and start from that point. But what affiliate marketing is somebody else has a product out there they're selling, and you can sign up with them as an affiliate, and that means you sell their product along with them. And for that, you usually get 40, 50, 60% of whatever the value is of the product, the service, whatever it is. That's usually how it works. The average is about 50%, so it's a good deal. But the reason it's a good deal for the originator is because they have all these extra people selling. It's like a franchise. They have other people selling for them. So they can concentrate on their group, their email list, whoever they send to. You work with your email list and the people you know and you send to. And so it's a couple avenues of making sales for a product. Now, it helps to be into the product that you're selling because you do a little bit better job. But if you sign up as an affiliate, they'll often give you all kinds of notices and emails and banners and different things to help you. They really want to help you because it helps them. Remember, if the product is sold for $100, you get 50 and they get 50. So it's to their advantage to have good affiliate marketers out there working for them and profitable for them also. So it's really a good way to look at things. It's a good way to start a business, and then you can build off of that once you find a niche that you really would like to do. So we're going to cover a lot about affiliate marketing. I want you to remember that on our website, milosinternetmarketing.com, there's a link to clubs, internet clubs, and you can go to there and you'll find a link to an affiliate profits club. And this really is a good way to learn about affiliate marketing. We're going to talk about it today, but to have something hands-on, something to read, that's a good place to go. Now, you can join up for the club. You can join free, or you can pay and join another level of information. Now, if you join free, you still get a lot of really good basic information, videos and audio and PDF files, a little booklet that talks to you about affiliate marketing, how to get started, how to find a good affiliate. The same things we're going to talk about today, that's there. But if you want to join the club as a paying member, you get a lot more information, a lot more input, a lot of secrets that, you know, there's a lot of secrets no matter what it is, whether you're building an ark. There's a lot of secrets to all those things, ways to do it. So if you really want to learn affiliate marketing, you don't have a product, then you can sell other products. Now, later in today's program, we're going to talk about selling products that you might have. That's in the resale rights, the master resale rights, and the private label rights. And we'll explain those, how they fit in so well with marketing of affiliate marketing and also your own type of marketing. Affiliate marketers, they're always looking for the successful market that gives them the biggest paycheck. That's what you're there for. Again, The focus should not be the paycheck. The focus should be the success of doing it and the desire inside. The paycheck will follow. Sometimes marketers think that it's a magic formula that is readily available for them. Actually, it's a little more complicated than that. It takes a little bit of hard work, like anything does. You got to roll up your sleeves and work. But there's things that have been proven over the years. People have done things and they haven't worked, and they refined them and done them. So if you really look at this affiliate club, it's going to be very beneficial for you. There are tactics that have worked before with online marketing and continue to work online, and they continue to work. There's some things that don't work, and you'll fall flat on your face. So we give you lots of information there. First, use a couple ways of looking at affiliate marketing. First, you should use unique web pages to promote each separate product you are marketing. You don't want things under the same category. If you're selling something in the field of dog food and something in the field of jewelry and something in the field of shoes, you don't want one website that fits them all, because search engines aren't going to find it, and you're just going to be lost in the shuffle. But you need a unique website, a domain name for each one. Excuse me, not a website and domain name for each one that kind of fits the market. Don't lump them all together. It's just not a good idea. Always include product reviews on the website so visitors will have the initial understanding of what the product can do for them if they buy it. Also include testimonials from users who have already tried the product. If you don't have any testimonials, you're starting out, then give it to somebody and ask them to play with it, try it, see what they think, and then write you something. It's also a good idea on your website to have a place where people can contact you and give you information. Or the best thing is to have is a blog, because they can add to that blog, and once they add to the blog, again, it's a public domain once they put it on your blog, so you can then use that as a testimonial. Courtesy, you say, may I use a testimonial? But technically, legally, you do not have to, because once it's on your blog, it's yours, it's public domain. You can also write articles highlighting the uses of the products and include them on the website or on additional pages. So write an article about it. It's not just enough to have the item. You need an article written about it. Make the pages attractive, compelling, and include calls to action on that information. Each headline should attract the readers to try and read more, even to contact you. In other words, not necessarily to purchase, but to contact you for more information. Highlight your special points with a highlighter, which you can do on web design, or with check marks or X's or stars. And this will help your reader to navigate through your website. Second, it's important to offer free reports to your readers. And this is in anything, whether you're affiliate marketing or doing anything, a free report. If possible, position them at the very top side, left side of your page. That's where, in a newspaper, that's where the most expensive ads are, because that's where people look first. They read from left to right. I read from right to left, but that's a different story. But people read from left to right, and they look in that corner, and that's where you want it to be. Or the second best spot is in the center of the page and before the fold. Now, the fold on a website is the line at the bottom of your screen. You want something above that fold at all times. They may not scroll down to see it, so you want it there. Only two things can possibly happen with the web page alone: closed sale or the prospect of the person leaving and never returning again. So you've got to get them. If you don't get the sale or the inquiry right away, you may not get them at all. So you need to plug in there and let them know that you're there. Show them what you have to offer. Focus on important points like how your product can make life easier for them, more enjoyable for them. A compelling subject line in the email is also important. As much as possible, avoid using the word free in emails, because spam filters don't like that. The newer spam filters kind of will go along with it now, but the old ones block anything that say free. So be very careful of using the word free. There's other words you can use, or terminology you can use. So those are things to think about. You need to convince those who sign up for your free report that they are missing something if they don't avail your products or services. A good idea is if you have something you're selling, maybe it's a 30-page report on dog training, offer them the first two or three chapters free, and that will entice them. And then within the the downlink, the product you send them, put your email address, put your hyperlink so that it goes right back to the site. They can get back to it and see it. Also important, get the kind of traffic that is targeted to your product. Just think, if the person who visited your website has no interest whatsoever in what you're selling, they will be among those who move and never come back to your site. Write articles for publications and e-zines and e-reports. That way you can locate publications that are focusing on your larger customers, the target that you want them to plug into your website and view. So if you write an article, put it on an e-zine, at the bottom of the article you put your hyperlink and you put down exactly what your product's all about. And if they're interested, they'll link to it right away. You can't make it a sales page, but you can, but it's not going to do you good, and some places will not allow it on their website. So you want to make it a very general letter, informative letter, but the last paragraph, talk about your product, talk about what you have to offer that fits what you just wrote about, and put the link. Those are things that will really help. Try to write a minimum of 2 articles per week, if you can, with at least 200, 300 words in length. By continuously writing and maintaining these articles and generating a good target area for them to go to, you're going to get more and more back links to your, from Google to your site. And that's what's important. You want those back links. Those are what are going to get you the conversion rate. Now, the conversion ratio, as we talked about, is really 10 to 1. For every 100 people go to your site, 10 people will buy. So you just want to think about that option and figure out what the possibility is of people doing it. So the more people you get to your site, the targeted site, the better off you're going to be. Now, over the past years, web hosting has grown bigger and bigger, with more companies getting into this business and finding the many benefits of the Internet. The demand for web hosting has become higher and higher. Now, there's a lot of web hosting places out there all over the place. 40 million people have put their very first websites in 2008. It's an estimated by 2010, the Internet sales industry will top the dollar bank. And to think, majority of those sites will be offering different affiliate programs for people to choose from. Again, affiliate programs are out there. This only means one thing. It is easier now to find the right web host for your application. The possibilities of quality web hosting companies separating themselves from the rest of the industry is really anticipated. More websites coming up, more the poorest web hosting areas will drop off. Support will be the number one consideration for people when choosing a website. Remember, if your person is hosting a website and you all of a sudden get a rash of people that buy, maybe you're getting 5 or 6 a day or a week, and all of a sudden 100 come in at the same time. Many times a hosting company will not understand that and think there's something fraudulent or something's wrong here, so they're going to put a stop to it. And so it's going to slow your business down. You want to deal with somebody who understands the affiliate and internet marketing system. A lot of people just throw out a web hosting plan, you can host it, and that's it. But you want to be very selective in who you go to, because it really helps if you're going to have sales that fluctuate throughout the year. And hopefully you do. When you send out a big email blast about a special product, a special sale you have, then you're going to increase your sales. But again, if your sales all of a sudden jump real high, the web host is going to shatter and figure something's wrong here. We have on our website, Milo's Internet Marketing, a link under products to website, and there's one called WebBlink, WebBlink.com. If you go to our website, Milo's Internet Marketing, and click on that, it's great. First of all, it's free. You can design all the pages you want, and it's free. Your first domain name is $1. The hosting comes to $15 a month. And you can have all the domain names you want on there, 20, 30, 40, 50. It doesn't matter. They understand internet marketing. They are an internet marketing host, so they understand this fluctuation. And believe me, the method for composing websites are extremely, extremely easy. They have all kinds of templates to start from. It's just so simple, I can't tell you. It can be like, it's like working with Word, Plus, if you're with HTML, you know the HTML language, you can plug that in also and get the website just the way you want it. So there's other ones out there, Gatorhost, cheapnames.com. There's all kinds of them out there. But I'll tell you that WebBlink knows internet marketing and understands. They've got some of the big names and marketers that have this large fluctuation. And that's so important. Also, downtime is so important, because if it goes down in the middle of a big sale, which often it does because you jam their system and they're not ready for it, you're going to create a problem. What Blink has is a whole separate hosting site that when your system all of a sudden fills up because you got so many orders at the same time or so much activity, it spews over to the other hosting drive so that it spreads out all the information it's getting so it can communicate with the people that are plugging into your website. So those things are really important to think about and really important to understand. There are many horror stories about affiliate programs and networks. People have heard them over and over again, so some are even wary of joining one. They think, oh, there's something fishy about this. The stories they may have heard are all related to illegal programs or pyramid schemes. So be careful of what you're getting. Research it. Once you find it, the product you would like to be affiliate marketed, if they have one, then go to Google, go to Yahoo, go to MSN, whatever it is. Type in the program you want and research it. Look for good points, bad points. Are there people against it or for it? And get an idea of, is this a good one? So many are so successful, and so many make so much money for not only the owner, but the affiliate also. Being a participant in an affiliate program really allows you to work part-time. It gives you the opportunity to build an extra income, and it makes you the owner of a small business. Affiliate programs have already created lots of millionaires, 100,000 people making lots and lots of money. They're living testimony to that it can be done, but it takes rolling up the sleeves and it takes a lot of hard work. A program that you like and have interest in is very important. One of the best ways of knowing if that's the kind of program you wish to promote is if you're interested in purchasing the product yourself. And so that's what you need to do. If you're going to be an affiliate marketer of an item, purchase it. See if you like it. If you really like it and you're convinced it's good, then you're going to be able to sell it and push it much easier. Again, look for a program that has high quality. Does it really give you what it says? You know, some of them promote all kinds of things, tell you all stuff they're going to get. Then when you sign up for it, it's too late. You already put in your money and it's gone. So again, sign up for this and see if what they offer you is really what you get. Plus the fact, if you become an affiliate marketer, you can't buy the program under your affiliate name. In other words, if you buy something for $100 and you buy it under your affiliate, you don't get the $50 back. So that's kind of a legal thing that is part of the internet. But purchase it first and see if you really like it. And then join one that really offers substantial product information, something that you can put your hands on, something's good. And also see if it's promoting a growing target market. Do research. Do word search, keyword searches on the internet to see, is it selling the product that you want to purchase? How is it doing? All these tools out there under Google, under Yahoo, all these other programs have these things to be able to find out if this type of program is doing well. So lots to look at in getting a affiliate marketing business going, but you can really make a lot of money doing it, and it's not that hard. As I said, you can do it without a website. If you're afraid of building a website, you can start without it. Just do it with email. But anyway, lots of things to think about, and when we come back, we're going to talk about a different avenue of that, and that's private label rights and resale rights and master rights, and what does all that mean, and how does that fit into affiliate marketing. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Milo's Internet Radio Marketing Program on TalkZone.com.